This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. We are joined here today across the pond by the one and only Juliet Angus from one of the best Bravo shows that's ever existed, Ladies of London.
Aw, thank you.
And you were just telling me how you got dressed up for me. You look gorgeous in yellow.
Thank you. It's a sweatsuit is like the hottest commodity. They sell out within seconds. It's a brand called Pangaea, and they just you can't keep them in stock. And who would have thought, you know, we've gone from Bottega bags to sweatsuits, not being able to be kept in stock. So that's
I love that. What is that? I see like a stripe or something. It's awesome.
It says this hoodie is colored with an environmental friendly dye created using a recycled water system. The fabric is made from a recycled and organic cotton mix. So saving the world and our bank accounts these days by buying more sustainable clothes, less of it.
It's true. And who's joining us on your lap?
So this is Lady Peanut Butter. She is a King Charles Cavalier. I have two of them as my child is flushing the toilet in the background. You guys, I'm on a podcast.
Juliet has been so gracious.
Truman, at least close the bathroom door, please. Yeah, Lady Peanut Butter is also, when I hashtag her on a photo on Instagram, it's also the name of a professional wrestler who I think moonlights as a stripper. So it's either her face or a wrestler, like a bodybuilder.
Lady Peanut Butter is the best name for a wrestler and for a dog. Like, it kind of works.
And then there's Duke Von Lego. So
how old are...
They had to have titles since we don't, you know, living here in London.
That's how it works in London, right?
Yeah, I mean, ironically, it's funny. I've lived in Chicago, Montreal, LA, New York, and London has been kind of the most, well, I mean, I've had good lives in all those cities, but London, you know, I've been able to, I guess they would say, penetrate this kind of royal circle sort of thing. And ironically, as much as they say, you know, they don't love Americans, they do sometimes like them for their refreshing, honest, bold take on things.
I would think so, right? I mean, do they love the American accent there like we love the British accent now?
I met with an agent here and he was like, listen, the Americans love a Brit, you know, on television, but Brits don't like an American, you know, on television, let's be honest. So it wasn't, that wasn't the warmest welcome.
Do you live like right in the center of London?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I'm like in Chelsea in New York. So it's like right in the center of it all.
Do you want to say hi, Truman? Come say hi. Truman has a British accent, which is so cute. Can you say something?
I love it.
He makes fun of my accent.
Hi.
Say
hello. How are you?
Good.
Can you say something in your British accent?
No.
Say, I'd like all of it, please, today. Or right now. How would you say that?
No.
Come on, say it. Say something very British. Mummy, can you please put this in the bin for me?
Mummy, could you please put this in the bin for me?
That's, yours is pretty good too, Juliet. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but no changes in my accent 9 years later.
Did you want yours to change just a little bit?
I mean, no, because then people would make fun of me like they did Madonna for all those years.
Or like Dorit. Do you watch Beverly Hills Housewives at all?
I do. I know Dorit really well.
I went to high school with Dorit.
I love her.
Love.
We've had dinner with her and PK, and we met at a dinner party actually in London before her show had come out. So I was like, I was showing her how Instagram kind of like worked, and she's like, I'm clueless. And now I think she has like a million followers and like has like, left me like dust in the wind, you know?
She has like 800 and something. I literally was looking this up the other day because I had to reach out to her about something. And I was like, how many followers does she have? I was like, oh, 800 and something. Where did you meet her? Like through fashion and or PK?
No, through at a friend's at our British friend's house. They just had a dinner party and they've known each other for years. Holly Valance. They have a really gorgeous house here in London and are quite well to do. So we met them there.
I love it.
But it's funny how these housewives shows do find like the crazy women in the town. Well, not crazy, but like fun, awesome, colorful characters. And we all end up becoming like, I was messaging with Dorinda this morning, we were messaging each other and she's like, when I come to London, we need to hang out. But like, we've met before. And Carrie Duber from Dallas, we become really good friends.
I love Carrie.
We hung out in Paris and like we did a live the other day and we talk. I actually wanted some like medical advice from her about my skin. I was like, my skin, I'm not in the sun. It looks so like, I was just asking her all skin advice. So we ended up like talking and she was giving me advice and she's like, you come to Dallas and we'll take care of all of that. We'll do. And
then that's what she said to me too.
Right. And I'm like, what about my skin on my stomach? She's like, oh, lipo. I'm like, no, not surgery. Like, what can I work out? Like, is there some kind of toning, a machine? She's like, nope, you just got to do the harsh stuff.
First of all, your skin looks great. And I'm not just saying that.
It's not, well, you know, it's a loony light you're seeing.
It's so funny. It's like, that's been on my list. And then like today I was like, I really need to get one because I keep doing this all day and I'm starting to think I have horrible lighting.
No, but have you seen the Tom Ford tips too?
No.
Tom Ford gave tips on how to look fabulous in a Zoom. I'll send them to you. It's about elevating, like having it elevated on books and like looking up and having a white sheet, a white piece of paper to reflect the light. Always sit in a window with the light facing your skin. Tom Ford like did this whole thing. So
I would trust Tom Ford. Like you got me.
Yeah, aesthetic, no one knows better than him.
The whole looking down, that I'm not doing. I'm not looking up. I'm looking like too even. I do have a white sheet. Interesting. That's so funny that you know. Do you know any other? Do you know Lisa Vanderpump?
No, I've met her. Tinsley Mortimer was one of my best friends when I lived in New York.
What? I love Tinsley.
Yeah. And now she's in Chicago. So we've seen each other in Chicago because I go back every summer and she's now engaged. And it's like, I'm always like, it's so nuts that she's going to end up in Chicago. I mean, if I did move back to Chicago, we could start a Housewives of Chicago show out there.
That sounds like amazing.
I mean, Chicago is one of the greatest cities in the world. I always am perplexed how even so many Americans have never been there, right? They go to either coast or they go down to, you know, Miami, but like in the middle is this charming city with beautiful seasons, the nicest people, like insane architecture, you know, amazing food. And it's so overlooked, but
it's like a nice, cleaner version of New York. It is.
Yeah, but it's a little boring, like the suburb life. There's, you know, I can't be bored ever. I need to be stimulated at all times by parties,
I'm a city person.
Glamour, you know.
Where'd you live when you lived in New York?
Oh, I lived all over. I lived, my last apartment was actually in Chelsea. It was on 22nd between 8th and 9th. I lived in my friend David Moscow's apartment. David's an actor. You would have known him from, he played little Tom Hanks in Big. Okay. Then he wasn't living there. He was living in LA. So he gave me his apartment. Then I lived in my girlfriend's apartment. Oh no, my last apartment was 65th and 2nd. That's where I got my lease. That was my last apartment. 65th and 2nd. I was just in New York a couple months ago, and it's like now a hospital on the bottom floor, and like they converted it halfway. And then I lived, my favorite place that I lived was Nolita. I lived right above, around the corner from Cafe Habana.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
What was that street called? Mott Street.
And that's like totally changed now, like in the past.
Yeah.
From when I'm sure that's, I could see you more as a downtown girl.
Yeah. I worked at NBC at Rockefeller Center. So I worked in Midtown.
Interesting. But yeah. London's your favorite city you've ever lived in.
Like I just, the traveling is, well, not right now, but it's incredible. I feel we're in the center of the world. You know, I feel like that's the thing living in America that, you know, it's such a, I don't know, not closed-minded, but it's a bubble. And here, you know, we're not in a bubble. We're dealing with the whole world. There's so many ethnic cultures. It's like, you know, in my kids' school, no two kids look alike. It's just a melting pot of international people. I love that. I love the way that Europeans, you know, party in the summer. I love the glamour here is really, you know, chic. I love the beauty of the countryside here, the Cotswolds. It is one of the, you know, most stunning places. And I think the people here are just so cultured, and I've, you know, talk about so many things in the world, and of course they do in America too, but just for the, I think it's been a really great place to raise my kids. And you know what? I'm going to come back to the States. My kids will go to university in, you know, in the States, and I can't be all the way here. So we'll end up living our later years probably in the States.
I think New York City. How did you get?
I don't know if I could. I couldn't survive in New York. I had the greatest friends. I had a great job, and it was too concrete jungle for me. I had a house in the Hamptons in the summer with all my friends, and I found it so, maybe be different as an adult. I just found it such like I just couldn't breathe.
Really?
Yeah. And I love, you know, I mean, I love things going on all the time. I just, even when I go there, I love to visit, but I'm ready to leave.
Really? And London, yeah. You find is more calming.
It is, because there's these little pockets, and they say like these little neighborhoods. Of course, New York has that, but the neighborhoods, it's like the West Village. We have a lot of little West Villages. So it's like, you know, Notting Hill, Kensington, Chelsea, Belgravia, Knightsbridge. They all have these like little pockets of, you know, gardens, kind of like in Gramercy Park, these communal gardens, there's more space, and you've got your, as they say, your butcher, your baker, and your candlestick maker. So everything you need in these little pockets and neighborhood hubs, and it just feels a little bit more charming. And I think it is less, you don't see it that way until you live here. You know, when you come to London and you're in the middle, you're like, this place is crazy, right? But you find that, I don't know, it's soothing, maybe. Maybe I didn't stay in New York long enough.
How'd you get involved with Ladies of London? Do you remember when it was casting? Like, did they come to you?
I mean, isn't it crazy that it's not on television? I mean, I've been asked so many times to develop a show with other production companies, and it just turns into them wanting to create Ladies of London again. I mean, the personalities and the characters here in London are, I mean, unbelievable. Like, there's a bevy of interesting women that live, you know, crazy lives, and you know, in manor houses and with, you know, titles left and right, but also like women who've made themselves into, you know, amazing characters and divorcees with huge residual payments. I mean, there's so many funny characters, as in any big city. But yeah, it's so crazy that Ladies of London is just a show, because the city is such a backdrop of beauty and fun things to do at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, every city's sleepy now, but we'll get there. We'll get back to norm.
Did they come to you, or you heard about it from one, like, did you know anyone on the cast, or like,
so they started, how are you they cast? Started, they started. So the woman who created the show, Izzy, also created the Masked Singer now, but she brought Dancing with the Stars from England to the States. She's British. So she had wanted to do a show with, you know, as a Brit living in America, seeing the Housewives franchise kick off. She, you know, she thought internationally there's just as wild personalities. And she started with Americans who had made a name for themselves in London. And she started actually with Caprice and Noelle, who only were on for a season. And then I was really good friends with Noelle actually at the time. She was a dear friend of mine. And Noelle suggested Marissa, and Marissa suggested me. I was friends with Marissa and Noelle. So Noelle like said Juliet and Marissa, and then Marissa said, yeah, Juliet also. And then, so that was kind of where they were built. And then they did their whole, the British thing, you know, Annabelle was on their, was their, you know, the dream, because her society, you know, her friends and her social circle. And it was a miracle that she agreed to do that. And then Caroline Sanbury, you know, everybody knows her in town. She's a piece of, you know, piece of work and a fixture in any circle here in London, whether it's a deep, dirty club or, you know, at the Palace, you know, Caroline's been there.
I can't tell you how much traveling I've been doing in the past few weeks, and airports and airplanes are packed. People want to get away. Listen, if your dreams of that vacation or enjoying the fun of life are turning back into a reality for you, don't stress over the financial setbacks that can keep you from saying yes. Credit Karma is here to help you keep your financial goals in check so you won't have to hit pause on a good time. Credit Karma's game-changing technology shows you tailored offers for credit cards and personal loans that you're more likely to be approved for, so you can apply with more confidence. They use your credit and other financial information to show you custom recommendations. Whether you want cash back, travel rewards, or to consolidate debt, Credit Karma can help you find the offers that fit your goals, because your goals may not be the same as my goals. With a selection of options and approved odds, you have the power to make informed decisions. Credit Karma, apply with confidence and you will be on that beach enjoying that drink in no time. Go to creditkarma.com/podcast to learn more and find offers tailored just for you. That's creditkarma.com/podcast. Or you can see your offers on the Credit Karma app. Apply with confidence today. Go to creditkarma.com/podcast or the Credit Karma app. And soon you could be enjoying a great vacation or any other type of fun in life. creditkarma.com/podcast or the Credit Karma app. That's one of the great things, like, I was about her. Like, she made, first of all, she seems so fun. Like, she could get down and kick them back. And like, she just makes it look so easy. So does Lisa Vanderpump. I think those are the two. Like, Carolyn just makes it look so easy, like flawless looking.
I just text her because she's looked so good. And she was wearing this like white top and white sunglasses. And I'm like, you look insane. Yeah. And she's like, really? I'm like, you're such a bitch, because you should see me, like, how crappy I look right now in my like hoodie and like my hair in a bun. And she had like, she's just like heading out to go get more like treatments done in Dubai with, you know, in her Maserati. And like, you know, and I'm...
Right. You're like, it's just how it's, how is it?
And I'm
this
walking
easy
to the park in my sweats. It's just like, no, but I mean, she were, you know, one of my bestest friends, family, or, you know, we've traveled the world together. She, no one has fun and lives life like her. She's up for anything. And that's kind of like me. Like, I can, you can, you can put me in Daisy Dukes prancing in a field with, you know, a beer in my hand, or I'm happy to sit in Mayfair with a glass of champagne. I'm just as happy in both of those scenarios, you know?
I love it. I'm kind of the same way. So, I mean, did this show ever start as Housewives? Like, was it ever going to be like the Housewives of?
No, it's going to be. I think it was going to be they wanted like an international show. Like, how cool would it be like the ladies of Paris, like find Americans that have been living there, or the, like the ladies of, you know, Istanbul, because there's so many women that like marry people, you know, in different countries and move or go back to where like their families were from, but like live international. I mean, like Mexican Diaries, right? Isn't that like about
dynasties? Yeah,
amazing dynasties in Mexico. I haven't watched it.
It was a great show.
Somebody said I would love it.
You would love it. It was cast so well. Like they're all characters. It's such a good show.
Yes, but Shed Media did that. I was talking to Shed about a show and they like, you know, there's people that see like London to do different things. And for me, if I was going to do a show, I wouldn't want it to be the way the Housewives is structured, like wealthy women in kind of the same circle. I think we need to open up the conversation. You know, I have a very good friend of mine is trans. I would love Maxim to be, you know, she is, we met front row of a fashion show. And, you know, even for me, like understanding this process, you know, my daughter's school, they have a trans bathroom now. We didn't grow up like this. You know, no. I remember at my daughter's age, we went to San Francisco and, you know, I was in a taxi driving through the Castro and we were looking at the window, like, you know, in Boys Town, like, it was like a zoo. We've never seen, you know, pointing out that like we've never seen anything like it. And right. Look at where we've come now. You know, my parents didn't talk to me about like, you know, the other day Truman said, I may be gay. And we were like, okay. And he's like, is that okay? We're like, absolutely. But why do you think that? And we're like right. Opening up the conversation. Our parents did not have those conversations.
No.
And some parents that are old school still aren't having those conversations. I want to have those conversations with my kids. I want to say, it's okay if you're, you know, if you're gay, if you're, you know, if you're this, if you're that. So I would like to see a lot more of that in big cities happening and how, you know, transitioning, you know, a trans into fashion. You know, Maxim walks the Fendi show and with Gigi and Bella Hadid and was born a boy and is making a life and a career as a woman. And she is fabulous and amazing and fun. So I want those conversations, you know, and men on it too, you know? So it's more like the real world, you know,
yeah.
The real world and MTV, but like a little bit more of the real world, tapping into not just like this bubble.
Or like, you know, there's never been like an open lesbian housewife ever. You know what I mean? Like even that. So it's.
So that's another one of my characters. One of my best friends, Courtney Semmel. She would be a cast member too. And she is half British and her mom is British and she was living in London all last year. And I'm like, I mean, Courtney grew up the Hollywood life. Her dad ran Warner Brothers and, you know, she grew up with every Hollywood star and the Kardashians as her best friends growing up. She's openly a lesbian and dates women and one of my best friends. And, you know, I was her family when she was trying out living in London. She'd come back. Thankfully, she made it back for quarantine. She has a house in LA. Here she was, you know, in an apartment. And so I'm really happy she made it back. But yeah, I do. I think that you need, you know, show what's happening in the world and all kinds, you know, the rainbow. Show the
you
rainbow.
You could cast a whole show.
I've already cast a whole show.
And you like get approached a lot to do shows and you think like it always just kind of turns
well,
into
well, I end up going back to Bravo and saying, hey, you know, what, if I do this, like, are you going to be mad at me? And then they say, well, we're still thinking about it, you know, and I don't know. I don't know if I want to take the reins to do a whole show myself, but also, yeah, I think it would turn out to be a lot of Ladies of London. So I'm wondering why they wouldn't want to or can't make it work. I know we're expensive here in London. You know, everything's really expensive.
And is it harder to film just because they're like, well, this isn't even going to be seen in London. Like, we're not giving like, you know, like it's hard
oh,
to film
it
in
was.
New York.
It was shown in, I mean, like 35
oh, really?
Countries. Yeah. I mean, surprisingly, the Middle East, I've had a lot of girls from like Qatar and Saudi say that like our show was like their favorite.
Really?
Yeah. It aired on ITVB here, which was ITV. It was one of your channels on your TV here. Not cable. I don't think, it's where they show, like the Housewives of Cheshire and like Towie, I think, and Made in Chelsea. Who else was it? But it was like a reality channel. So it aired on ITVB.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all in one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Were you shocked at, like, you know, just like the cult following it had in America?
No, because I think I would be fascinated. Like, if I didn't live in London, I would be fascinated as an American to see how women live in different countries. I mean, so many people, like, I have a lot of high school friends. They grew up in the same town that we, you know, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. They maybe went away, went to college in Wisconsin or, you know, Michigan, but then they came back to our town and they, or moved to the next one, moved to Deerfield or Highland Park. And because I grew up in Northbrook. But you know, a lot of people don't leave their like hub. And I do think it's fascinating to see how people make it work living in another city or, you know, country.
Do you feel like, what are you known for from Ladies of London? Cause like, you know, you got all this flack, like back in the day, like, you know, the thing was like, oh, you just kiss up to Caroline Stanberry. Like that was kind of that was what all the gossip blogs would pick up. Like,
yeah.
And even on the show, like, is that what people kind of come to you with or?
No, I think the number one thing I get the most is people love my friendship with Caroline. They loved our duo that like, we would just be like, you know, had each other's back and we'd be like, we'll have fun no matter what, that she could like take the piss out of me and, you know, and try to like, you know, make me into something. But like, the thing is that we're all characters. So as yes, I'm happy in cutoffs and, you know, a beer in my hand, but I have been raised well. So I was definitely a character of this like brash. I mean, I do fight with my friends a lot. I'm often fighting. But I think I was like that I was an angry person. I'm not an angry person. I just don't like deal with shit. So I definitely was pushed into this like hole of being the one who's always annoyed and angry about something, you know, which
right.
Put me with a bunch of women, you know, every day for 3 months. Yeah, probably there is probably something annoying, you know, all of us. But I kind of was the center point of being this person that like will blow at any moment, you know?
That's true. And like one of the most outspoken, you know, like the one of those outspoken, like, right, like brash, which I didn't really think was a bad thing. You know, like even like in the last season, it was kind of funny, like, you know, when Julie Montagu was all like, this is Maperton and you and Carolyn are just like, give me a freaking drink. Like what?
Yeah, like who cares? Yeah. Who wants to go to Maperton anyway?
Right. Do you keep in touch with Julie Montagu?
I don't. No one does. It's really? So weird. She doesn't. Yeah. It's like, I don't think that, you know, they tried blending her with us, but it was like, she is very, very different. Like we don't like socialize. We don't, I don't know. Her life is very, very different, you know?
You never run into her or anything?
I've run into her honestly once in the last 3 years, you know, in Chelsea, and she was on her bike, you know?
Wow. What about like Adela? You guys had a moment on the show. You never run into her either.
I mean, she wasn't my friend, you know? I don't need more friends, like, especially like that. Like that's somebody like needs a lot of work, you know, like a friend like that. And that's kind of like, if you've been friends with them forever, you're invested. I have lots of friends like that. They're like,
totally.
You're like, oh, this is easy when we were all like trying to figure out our lives at 20, but you're still like, you know, it's like, you're a lot of work, but you're my sister, like your family now. I'm not just going to ditch you because you know,
totally.
You haven't figured things out yet. But someone like that, you just don't need to like try to figure out their life problems when, you know, you're in your 40s and so are they. So
that makes sense.
As a new person, I don't need more, you know, more jobs in my life.
That makes sense. No, like I say to my friends from high school, like you're grandfathered in. I mean, you're from high school, like,
yeah,
you're not going anywhere. But if you weren't, I'd be out the door because this is a lot of crap and get your shit together. What about like, do you keep in touch with like Marissa Hermer? Like I know she lives in California.
I went to go see her new restaurant. We talked the other day. She was trying to figure out how to do an IGTV. And so I was teaching her how to do it. And Caroline Fleming and I were super, super close. We have not been in touch. I have to reach out because she moved to Denmark. I actually was thinking this week, I want to call her. Sophie, I adore and love. And I see Sophie often. And that's, yeah. God, I just realized I'm saying a lot and no one driving in their car or like going on a walk wants to hear So I'm going to limit.
With everything going on in the world and all the technology around us, I used to find it so hard to disconnect, turn my mind off and relieve stress. Well, not anymore. Unidragon's wooden puzzles have solved all of that. They are the highest quality puzzles. All the parts have their own unique shape. They're not like your average puzzle. And in fact, they actually become collectible works of art. They're fabulous and memorable designs and images. They have animals too, tigers, wolves, pandas, unicorns, and so many others. These are not your average puzzle. Laser cutting is used so all the parts perfectly fit together and is such high quality. It's great for myself, but I've used it for so many gifts for friends and family. Unidragon's puzzles have changed my life. So listen, you guys need to head over to unidragon.com and use my code VELVETROPES and you get 10% off your first purchase. That's right. Just by listening to this podcast, head on over to unidragon.com. That's unidragon.com. Use my code VELVETROPES and you get 10% off your first purchase. These puzzles are intellectual. They're high-end. They're stimulating. They've changed my life. I say like all the time and no one seems to mind. But when I listen back sometimes, I'm like, that's all I say. And I just can't stop. Like I've tried. So it's really Carolyn Stanberry that you are that's like the main person you're still like BFFs with.
Yeah. We talk all the time.
Would you guys ever do like Ladies of London, it's back. Forget these other shows. It's all back. It's you and Caroline is coming back.
I tried doing The Simple Life with Caroline. I thought she'd be hilarious, like across a road trip.
That's actually the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life, but go on.
Oh no, we were trying to do this years ago. And and I actually brought it to William Morris, who like owned the rights. And they said they were already talking about doing A Simple Life too, but younger. And then I saw Nicole Richie at Coachella and we were sitting next to each other. She's like, I love when you wear my clothes, when you wear House of Harlow. I'm like, you're so sweet. Thank you. And I'm like, actually I've been wanting to talk to you. I want to do Simple Life with Caroline. She's like, done. I'm in. I'm like, I want you to executive produce it with Paris. And Paris I've known for years and Caroline's friends with Paris. So it's just like a no brainer because our relationship is very, very similar. Taking the piss, making fun, having fun in any situation we're in. And they said that they were looking at like 20-year-olds. I think it was, they were looking at, who are they looking at doing Magic Johnson's kids or something and doing, I don't know.
Really?
But it didn't come back. And that show should have been a series where like, you know, revolve, like take a couple people, go on the road next season, take another like pair of like odd pair and go on the road. I mean, I know there's a lot of road shows, but.
No, that sounds like I literally can picture that. Like I'm ready to watch that. I think everybody listening to this would start watching that like tomorrow. That's hilarious. You know?
So I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling you all this. I don't know. I feel like we're not talking because we're talking to each other. Is this like going to get me in trouble? All these things I'm saying?
No. People have said a lot worse on here about a lot of, because you're not going there against anyone in particular. No, this is fine.
No, I mean, it's, you know, if you're asking me these questions and I...
It's my fault.
I have no filter.
That's why we love you. Right. Paris Hilton's amazing, right? I've met her, but she's like the nicest person ever.
She is exactly, well, because I just did a charity tour with her and we spent like 4 days together. And I met her for the first time probably 20 years ago. She is exactly the same person now as she was then. The sweetest. Uh-huh. And I said to her, actually, I said, why are you so nice? And it's the same thing I say to my husband. The same thing my husband says back to me. They both gave me the same. And they said, why wouldn't we be? Like, I always say that to my husband. I'm like, you're too nice. Why are you so nice in business and everything and to people? You're so nice. And he's like, why wouldn't I be? And that's exactly what Paris said. She said, why wouldn't I be? I'm blessed and thankful. And I think the world should be like a kind place. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, Mike, yeah. my new Dalai Lama.
I was just going to say, I think I need to steal that.
She's adorable. She's, she's so sweet. And, we did this Cash and Rocket rally where she drove with Caroline, a charity, and we drove through 4 countries in Europe, started in London, drove to Paris. I arrived actually into Paris with Paris in the back seat of the car because she had just flown in from Taiwan or something from doing a press thing, wanted to sleep. Then flew overnight in Paris. The next morning we wake up, we drive to Geneva. One night in Geneva, we wake up in the morning and then we drive into Monaco and we're raising money for 3 charities. Mostly 2 are in Africa about with education and children and building schools. I've gone for the last 2 years to see these schools and the villages. And I brought my daughter with me this year and she loved the experience. And it's so nice, wow, you know, working with charities instead of just giving money to really see where it's going and get involved. So Cash and Rocket is one of the places that I've chosen to invest my time, my energy, my money, along That's with a couple good. Others.
So you do a lot of charity work as well as all of your fashion and everything else you have going on?
Yeah, I mean, I work with the Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital here because I think I'm blessed to have healthy children and can't think of anything worse happening to a mother. So
seriously.
I do a lot of charity work with them. And then also the Walkabout Foundation, which is owned by one of my girlfriends, which is amazing. They deliver wheelchairs that are made of bicycle parts to countries that, you know, people walk for miles and it changes their lives. If they have a family member, a child that can't walk and have had an injury, it was developed by my girlfriend, Carolina, whose brother had a spinal injury at 16 in a car accident. And so she started the Walkabout, and it's all about research for spinal injuries and then delivering wheelchairs all over the world to villages, wow, where they change lives. Yeah. So those are my 3 charities. You get asked, you know, to help you go to galas and get dressed up and you have no idea where that $1,000 dinner ticket goes. And I've just stopped kind of trying to do that. It's, you know, not, I'd rather send the check and be a part of the,
right,
of the charity. So
see, you're nice. You don't have to do all that. You're nice.
Why wouldn't I be?
People tell me I'm nice all the time. And I'm like, really? Instead of saying, why wouldn't I be? I say, really? Because I swear, yeah, everyone exactly. I talk to thinks I'm so nice. And I'm like, huh.
No, you are nice.
Huh. Okay.
I'm always trying to tell people I'm nice. And they're like, really?
I'm the opposite. People are like, you're nice. I'm like, really? Okay. Well, maybe there's a disconnect with the thoughts in my mind with my outward persona. What else was I going to ask you? Do you watch Bravo?
You don't have to. Honestly, here it's like, it's not on at the same times. I think I have to watch it on Hey You, which now is connected to my Amazon. I don't know why. It just is not, I don't know why. Like even I even told Tinsley, I think I watched 1 episode with her on it. She's been on it for like 3 years now, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I think this is probably last year.
I watched the season open of Beverly Hills.
That was a good one.
But like, I haven't watched any other like seasons for a while. I actually, you know what I'm obsessed with is Million Dollar Listing.
It's amazing.
my friend Tracy Tudor's on it now, who I've known for years.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Isn't she awesome? She's great.
She's another one. She makes it look so easy. Like, she's always put together. She's all these posts that she's doing from quarantine. She has the gym in her. I'm like, what?
She's hot. Yeah.
She's hot. And I'm a gay man. So there you go. You went to college with her?
We did. Yeah. To USC.
What was she like in college?
She was pretty much the same. She was a cool chick, you know? She was in the sorority right next to me. I was a Pi Beta Phi, and she was a Theta. We were next door neighbors, and Thetas were, like, more hardcore, and Pi Phis were, like, wanted to be hardcore, but we had to be, like, a little sweeter about it. Her sister became a very good friend of mine, who's younger. I mean, and I've vacationed with Tracy, our kids have all been together, and I've known her family for years. But she, I'm obsessed with watching. I've never watched Million Dollar Listing, and now I'm watching New York and Beverly Hills. I think it's so, you know, it's an interesting thing. I love looking at houses. I'm the kind of girl who literally, when I lived in LA, I would see it like an open house on a Saturday, and I would go in. I mean, I was looking at $1 million houses.
I do that all the time in New York City. All the time. Yeah. I don't do it now just because I'm so busy, but like, I did the same thing when I was young. I would go to so many open houses. I'm like, I could do this every weekend.
Yeah. Like, I would have loved to be a real estate agent, I think, because I love houses.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are two great shows.
Yeah.
In New York, who would you, if you were going to move to New York tomorrow, who would you want as your agent? Like Frederick, Ryan, Luis. I'm not sure if you're up to Steve Gold yet. I don't know what
part. Yeah, I know Steve. No, I probably want Frederick. He just makes me howl with laughter, and I want to have fun, you know, and like make it like fun. Whereas my husband would probably want to go with what's his name?
Ryan. Who's
with Ryan, right? Because he's reliable. He's kind of straight to the point and kind of, I don't know. He's kind of more understand like of the way probably we live, whereas Frederick would be like, no, darling, you need the best and your husband should just pay for it, you know? And my husband would be standing there like, well, yeah, that's twice the budget, but you know, so I'd probably would have fun with Frederick.
He'd be like, Ryan's the two of you going, are a bad combination.
Yeah. And those then are, Steve, I just want to set up with all of my girlfriends, you know, because he's so good looking. So
beyond Steve, yeah. I say this all the time. He is my vote for the hottest guy on Bravo. Hands down. Like hands down. It's not even a close second.
My husband's pretty hot. I mean, I think when I see him on TV, I was like, damn, like you look like you look hotter than Jude Law. And I married you because you looked like Jude Law, you know, when Jude Law was at the prime of his career.
Did he like doing the show, or was he just like, do you, and if you want to do it, I support you?
You know, he definitely didn't like becoming the subject matter of season two when it became humping, you know, husband gets humped, and it was all about Gregor because he had a serious business. He was working for a company. Now he started his own company. He's his own boss. Like, he would welcome those cameras in because he started a TV channel. So he gets, like, he's like, come on, you know. I'll be on Bravo. Bravo promote True Royalty. He started a TV channel dedicated to all things royal. I should have talked about that first for your listeners. Yes.
Feel free to talk about this.
So True Royalty TV, it's all your royal content. So it's all the documentaries of the past. It's all current. I've done some about, you know, Meghan Markle, about raising a child, although she's not doing it anymore, what it would be like to raise a child, as an American, to raise a child in England. That didn't last very long. I've done documentaries about Meghan Markle's fashion. They're fascinating. Some of the Diana fashion things are unbelievable on there. I had no idea that she made her staff rip off Chanel logos off her clothes because it stood for Charles and Camilla. Like, you learn all this kind of fun royal inside information.
That's,
you know, there's fascinating things about Prince Charles, who's going to become the king. So if you want to learn more about who the future king of England's going to be, there's, you know, he walks them through his gardens at Highgrove where he lives. And it's, I don't know, I think it's 400 hours of original of programming with original content popping up all the time. So now he would be happy to be on it.
Because that's really interesting.
Created, you know, as a startup. But before, you know, he was on it to show context. Like Juliet is this, is that, and then has, you know, stability with a husband and who loves her the way she is, and, you know, but not to become, I think those Bravo shows, you know, some sacrificial lamb, what they've done to some of those marriages. I remember like Kyle Richards and like her husband cheating. I mean, that was, it was, I couldn't even, you can't even watch that because it's so sad. You're like,
yeah, we don't,
it's one thing to read it in a tabloid. It's another thing to like watch people like swim with sharks and fight for their life and their marriages and their like careers and their dignity and their families and their children. Sometimes I'm just like, oh Jesus, it's a lot to sign up for.
Like many seasons in, yeah, you're just kind of like, you kind of deserve all this money that you're getting because this is like, you're not holding anything back. It can't be easy on a marriage. It just, it can't.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know? Gregor would definitely be more willing to like, yeah, if it's making money, what do we got to do? And, you know, and then like, yeah, come over and have a meeting at my office now. I mean, look at what happened. What Mauricio, right? I mean, he was just, his business is, he's like the number one real estate agent in America, right? Or something. It's like crazy.
The agency has really done well, I think, by being on the show.
Yeah.
And you
I
have
want the, him to sell my house. And I mean, or like, I'd want to buy a house from him.
And you have David and James from Million Dollar Listing who work for the agency. So it all kind of, it's all kind of interrelated. What do people over across the pond think of the whole Meghan Markle, and like, is it different like being an American there or no? Like, what is it? What do you guys think?
Well, at first I was kind of like, this is going to be so good for us Americans. Like, we've penetrated the inner circle, like properly, like the hardest place to get. And we did it. It's like, you know, and then she's just really messed it all up. So
did you find that like it was hard when you, I mean, you kind of started with this, like, did you find that when you first got there, like, was it hard to penetrate or you were just like, no, I'm going to conquer this and I'm not even worried?
Well, not conquer, but I just want to meet the most fabulous people anywhere and have a good time always, you know, even if when I go to Mykonos, I'm like, what's the hottest club? What's the best table to have? You know, where, what's the spot tonight? It's
totally.
Like, that's just like when, you know, when I go, and you know, in Ibiza, I'm like, okay, where's the best sunset, you know, rage, you know, tonight? Like, I want to be in the middle with the coolest people at the coolest party because I'm here for the week and why not? So it's kind of like, all right, if I'm not leaving, if I'm here, if I've moved here, who's fun? Who does really fun things? And where am I going to be like entertained and have a good time? You know, that's
kind
of. That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you don't know? I mean, you know, like every single person that we know. Have you ever like dated someone like just so famous that we would be shocked to find out about?
Yes. But I'm married. I don't want to share. I mean, it's funny. My family knows. I've dated, you know, Oscar nominated actors.
Really?
I've dated sitcom actors from some of the biggest series. Like, yeah, but I mean, now it's too late to talk about those things. And thank God there was no, you know, paparazzi back then 20 years ago, or
interesting
stalkerazzi as they call it. But yeah, the internet was, we grew up in a really nice time. I mean, I have amazing photo albums of pictures, you know, from the Playboy Mansion, you know, parties and stuff. Those parties wouldn't be able to happen nowadays with Instagram and like the phones, you know. I mean, I was in the grotto with Leo, like, you know, smoking a joint, like, and you know, that he'd be so paranoid. That doesn't happen. You know, people are so, it was just free for all because there was no videos or phones recording, or it was such a nice time.
We didn't even realize it, right? Like, you know,
we
just
got away
really
with so much.
Everyone really
got
did.
Away with a lot more then.
We really did. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have photo albums with like actual pictures. It's just like, I like need to hang out with you just for like one night, just for like one night and see how it all goes down.
Oh gosh. In my 20s, you would have wanted to hang out with me. One night was,
you still seem fun.
Yeah. I mean, but it was wild. I'd end up at, you know, Adam Levine's house at an after hours party playing Jenga with like, Lance Armstrong till 4:30 in the morning. Do you know what I mean? Like that was kind of, you know, and the next day I'd be going to Matthew McConaughey's house for a barbecue or, you know, like, it's just, that's the way LA was in the '20s. It was like Studio 54. Everybody was friends with everybody. No one was And I think it was a lot of this. People were more open because there wasn't how we've been destroyed by recording social media. I mean, look at me. I don't do anything in life without putting it on display. And
tell
we didn't, you know?
Tell me about it. Like if Instagram ever went away or went down, I don't even know how I would, I don't even want to function. Anything.
Really?
I'm really into Instagram, but maybe something that, you know, like maybe my goal is like when I'm out now with people, I'm going to be more present in the moment. I never had that thing where like, I didn't appreciate life. Like I always did. I would always wake up and be like, I have no freaking problems today. Cause like, I just don't. You know what I mean? My biggest problem is like where to have my martini tonight and what time are we meeting? So like I did always have that like life is good. So I'm not really going to learn that. Like I wish I appreciated life more because I always did. But I just think, you know, maybe be more in the moment and put the damn phone away when I'm out for the evening. This
I've
is what I'm
going to
do different.
I've been having dinner with my children every night. We have dinner. We sit down together. And I mean, my husband's like, this is a miracle. Most days I'm walking, you know, walking in the door and you're upstairs frantically rushing to put, you know, an outfit on to go to an event. Like, you know, in the PR press fashion world, it became so saturated. There was an event every single night. And it's like, you can't, you're damned if you go, you're damned if you don't. It's like, and there was this pressure to like, go make the relationship, show up, support the brand, because then, you know, they may want to work with you. But it was so much like we needed this slow down because I was being like, people are being pulled in 10 different directions forever that, you know, and yeah, I'm so working out from home. I actually do have to go soon because I have to do Isaac Boots workout with Lisa Rinna. She's always on there with him. So he's always giving shout outs to Lisa. We do the Lisa leg lift. It's with a weight on and we stretch it up and we do the Rinna.
Doing the Rinna is great. Yes, we'll wrap it up in like 1 minute. Do you know Rinna? Doing the Rinna leg lift is all that counts. That's enough.
I'm trying to think if I've met Lisa. I feel like I know her. She's so cute.
She's a classic. She's a classic.
Have I met Lisa? I don't know actually.
But you guys are on the same workout.
Yeah. We're on the same Isaac Boots. I think today actually is it's Vanessa Hudgens is joining in and they're doing it for no child hungry, no kid hungry. So it's the for the charity. So you donate like after the workout.
Amazing. Is there anything you want to, and I appreciate it because I know you were unlimited time and thank you for extending it just a little bit longer. I know you're very busy. Is there anything you want to leave us with before, you know, like anything you think that we haven't talked about? Anything still haunting you from the Ladies of London days that people have misunderstood?
No, I'm not haunted. I'm not haunted by it. I think it was a great experience. I loved the experience. You know, some of the things that were haunting were like, yeah, you know, with your husband, you don't know how to, you know, you sign up for the show. They don't necessarily, they still, you know, my husband's the one who puts the roof over my head and the food on the table. I'll sign up for anything. You know, I love drama. I love TV. I've always wanted to be on TV. I'm very comfortable in that place. I'm very, so I'm happy to do it anytime. No, but just if you're coming to London, check out my blog. I always post like my favorite restaurants, things to do with the kids. I'm going to be updating that, like hotels to stay at. So, you know, check my blog out if you guys are ever coming to London, because we will all be traveling again, hopefully soon.
Well, I hope it's very soon. When I come to London, maybe you'll meet me for a drink.
Absolutely.
We'll do something fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You, I will take out for a drink for sure.
Amazing. You really do need to be back on TV in some capacity.
You're so cute.
I really appreciate
it. The problem is I'm only getting older, which I'm like, you know, thank God we did Ladies of London when I was at my prime. Because I'm like, right now, I was like, you know, it's going to need some work for me to be camera ready again.
I need to go for so much. Like I can give you my list. I don't know where to start. There's a lot of things that have to happen.
I gave myself a Botox detox basically. So I haven't had Botox in over a year.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Juliet Angus.
Too.
Everyone follow her online. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Stay safe. Be well.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.